right, TV's going on.
Good morning, you're watching Breakfast with Charlie States and Nugget Munchausen.
All right now, Holly, pay attention because we've just got seconds to go until the reveal of which cities in the UK will be on the shortlist for Eurovision.
Now, we're going to hand over to...
This is the moment.
She's also joined by Scotland.
All right, so we know there are seven cities on the shortlist.
Okay. Scott's opening the gold envelope.
Seven on the shortlist, okay.
So, who are they?
In alphabetical order, the seven cities shortlisted to host the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest are... Birmingham. Glasgow. Leeds, Liverpool, Manchester, Newcastle, and Sheffield.
Oh, there we go. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. The seven cities that are going forward to the shortlist to host Eurovision in 2023 have been announced. London is not one of them, but... Glasgow, Birmingham. Birmingham again, could be Birmingham again. Manchester, they're all up for grabs. Going to talk about that a lot and what it means and many other things to discuss with Cress in this edition of Nullpois.
Nullpois is shameful.
Nullpois is lack of respect for Eurovision.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpois is no fun.
Right, so thank you very much for that very dramatic opener, Martin. Yes, very exciting episode of Nullpois to chat around. We have the shortlist of the UK host cities, seven in total. We're going to be going into all of that information. We've got lots to talk about, haven't we, Martin?
We really, really do. Want to start with something very exciting, though. Something yes. new. To the podcast, which we want to tell you about. We've been ages trying to work out how to make it happen, but we think we finally managed it, which is that Nullpois is now on Patreon.
Yes.
Cress, what is Patreon?
That's a good question, Martin. It's basically a way, you know, if you want to a little bit, help... support the podcast, really. It's a very simple thing. It's just basically a sort of membership thing where you can pay a little bit towards us every month. And when I say a little bit, it really is a little bit. It's £1 at the moment. Or if you really want to support us a month, it's £3. But it's a way of, you know, helping support the podcast, because the thing is, we are basically making a loss on this podcast just to
Not
host
basically,
it.
We are we definitely are. Making a loss.
Sorry, I notice I say the word basically a lot, by the way. When I listen back to the episodes, I'm like, oh, she's saying it again. But it is, we are making a loss. And we don't mind doing that because obviously we do this for fun. We don't do it to make money. But we thought, well, if we can at least cover hosting the podcast, and maybe even if people are really generous, you know, a little bit towards us going to Eurovision, wherever that may be next year, at least it won't be too long of a flight, wherever it's going to be, then we thought we'd do it. And the simple thing is, Nullpois, that's what it's called, patreon.com/Nullpois. You could put towards £1 a month and you will get something back, by the way. You're not just getting the support supporting us, you're also getting early access to the episodes. So 24 hours at least before the episode comes out, you will be getting that early access. And I know to some people that actually matters a lot. And I know some people are waiting around every month, every week for that to come out.
Yeah, so this could be really useful for you, just if you want to get ahead of the game, really, and get yeah. early access. Because obviously we can react
so
to things.
We're so behind the game as it is.
We are very behind the game. So if you want to get a little bit closer to the game, but maybe still be a little bit behind the game, then you could do that. Honestly, it would be really, really kind. And like we say, we only do this for fun.
Yeah.
And if you fancy just chucking a couple of quid our way, it would be really, really, really kind of you. So head there.
Like I say, I'll say it again. We'll put the link up. Our link is on our Twitter as well, but it's literally Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. patreon.com/Norpois. Like I said, you could literally £1 a month. They even suggest you don't do £1 a month because there's fees and all that kind of thing. But we were just like, well, no one's going to want to pay more than that. So we just thought we'd put it at that. So we do genuinely appreciate anything. But also, you know, that's fine if you don't want to. We appreciate you listening as it is.
Absolutely. Honestly, whatever. But if you
but
fancy
we thought
it,
we'd mention it.
Yeah, it'd be lovely. Right. Stuff to talk about. And we're going to, of course, get to the Eurovision shortlist very, very soon. But first, it would be really remiss of us not to talk about Olivia Newton-John, Eurovision royalty, who, of course, died on Monday from cancer at the age of 73. And Eurovision stars, and it doesn't get much bigger than this, Eurovision stars are paying tribute to her.
That's right. And it's ABBA. Members of ABBA have shared their tributes to Olivia Newton-John. We should say, of course, the reason we're talking about her, I'm sure most of you will know as Eurovision fans, but she did represent the UK in 1974 with the song Long Live Love. And so it makes sense, really, that ABBA have shared their tributes to Olivia Newton-John because they were there in Brighton performing for that same song contest in 1974. Obviously, very famously, they performed Waterloo and won it. Olivia came fourth in the contest, but I think lovely that they did give this tribute. Obviously, many other Eurovision fans and members of the Eurovision community have given their tributes as well, but lovely to hear Agnetha from ABBA saying, "A fine person has left us and there are many of us who mourn her now. My thoughts go out to the family and her music and personality will always remain in memory."
Meanwhile, Annie Fried says, "The heart aches to know Olivia's brave fight against an, in her case, invincible enemy. That she never gave up or complained about her situation, but instead told us her story so that we would understand and want to help others affected. I am grateful to have known a person like you, Olivia, and you will always be in my heart." So some really, really nice tributes from ABBA, from Europe, from one Eurovision royalty to another, remembering Olivia Newton-John, who's died at the age of 73.
So now the big moment here, it is time to talk about that shortlist, that Eurovision shortlist. And they revealed this on BBC Radio 2, the national, one of the national radio stations for the UK, with some quite a big fanfare, I have to say, Martin.
They did. It was on the television as well, and they really built up to this, as you heard. They really kept
and it's just the shortlist.
Yeah, it kept us waiting.
They did.
But the short list is out, and here it is. Birmingham, Glasgow, Leeds, Liverpool, Manchester, Newcastle, and Sheffield. Seven cities that are going forward who now have to basically make their case to the BBC and the EBU as to why they should be the host city for the Eurovision Song Contest. And I think we find out more details in autumn, but more on that in a moment. First, Kresh, your immediate thoughts then on seeing this seven?
My immediate thoughts are all the ones I expected to be in there are in there. Slightly surprised that Leeds and Sheffield, definitely the smaller cities amongst the list, the wild cards, I'd say. No real shock that London wasn't in it. I don't think we thought London was going to be in it, but I think some people were surprised it wasn't even in the shortlist. I think very interesting. I thought maybe it'd be in the shortlist then not get through, but very interesting to see not even in the shortlist. I think a lot of people are also saying Belfast. Surprised not to see that in there. I wasn't surprised that Cardiff wasn't in there because it was already out of the running about a week ago. They pulled out of it. So a lot of people saying, oh, you know, Wales isn't represented, Northern Ireland. Well, Cardiff pulled out themselves. But yeah, surprised not to see Belfast at all.
I think you're right. I think one of the best things about the list is the fact that it means that we won't have to see you walk naked down the streets of London.
As yes, you I promised forgot to about do that.
If London hosted, so that's it. Phew! You can breathe a sigh of relief.
In case people wonder what's that, that was the forfeit I said I was going to do. If it was going to be in London, I said I'd walk naked down the streets of London. So hooray! It's not going to be in London.
So goodness, you don't have to do that. What is interesting, and I think this really plays into what the BBC is trying to portray itself as at the moment, is that the most southerly city on this list is Birmingham.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the rest, you know, they're pretty far north. I mean, you got Sheffield there, Sheffield, Leeds, in Yorkshire, obviously, then Newcastle and Manchester. And then, of course, Glasgow is the furthest north. So they're really making a statement here by not putting London on the list. They're saying, no, we want to push this out. We want this
Good.
To be something
do.
That doesn't happen in the capital. Yeah, I agree. I think absolutely. I must say, the only one I'd say that's, maybe there's two that surprises me. I would say Sheffield surprises me just because I don't think it's a massive city. I don't think it's in there with the others. Even Leeds, which is a pretty big city, but not that big. But I think Leeds, okay, fair enough. The others all make sense.
Yeah.
Sheffield, I think, is a bit small. I wonder we could see that drop off pretty early on. The other one that actually does surprise me that it's made the shortlist is Birmingham.
Yes.
And just because it's hosted it in the past. It's been in Birmingham before. In fact, the last time that it was in the UK, it was in Birmingham.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Birmingham's got much of a chance. I think now, looking at this, I think it's between Glasgow, Liverpool and Manchester. And I'd love to see it in any of those. I think they'd all to put on a great show. Obviously, I prefer it to be Manchester being from there. But I think those are the top three now. Those are the ones in contention.
Yeah, I've heard people saying that it wouldn't be Manchester as well, for reasons that I don't fully understand.
Well, people say all kinds of rubbish, Martin. I'm not going to listen to these people that think they have some kind of a clue. Why not? What was the reason they gave for not being in Manchester?
I don't know. Something to do with the BBC strategy of blah, 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 blah. I don't
know. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Well, if you're wondering why were these chosen, they have given a bit more detail about that as well. They said they were shortlisted based on their ability to meet minimum requirements, demonstrate they've got the capacity, the capability, the experience to host the event. They said, given the short period of time available until the event be staged, they basically looked at the selection process and how it was heavily weighted towards demonstrating experience in major international events. And I think most of those cities have had some experience in that. We have to look at what happens now, though, of course.
Yeah, and this is the interest. What is it, the interesting bit? I don't know, but this is the next this is the next bit. Okay, so we got the seven. So what do those seven do? Well, they go through, of course, to the second and indeed final stage, and they've got to provide a load more details. That they've really got to think about, where would it happen, where would all the media go, what hotels would you use to put up the artists and the huge numbers of support staff, what airport would people to come could come into, how would you get them there? All these little details that need to be thought about. The final decision gets made based on which city or region, and this is interesting, scores the highest in the BBC criteria, which is the most BBC thing I've ever heard.
Let's run through a little bit of this criteria. We've only got some bullet points about this criteria at the moment, but looking at it, what they've said is it needs to have a suitable venue and sufficient space to deliver the requirements of the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, I think, yes, we all really realised that was the case. It's got to also have a commitment that it could be made, that could be made by the city or region to hosting the event, including the financial contribution. So I think that will be perhaps a big part of it. It then adds the strength of the cultural offer, which includes off-screen local and regional activity, as well as showcasing Ukrainian culture and music. Remember, Manchester's got a big Ukrainian contingent, as Jill mentioned on our podcast earlier, so whether that will come into play. Finally, now this criteria element really intrigues me because I don't know what it means. It says alignment with the BBC's strategic priorities as a public service broadcaster, such as providing value to all audiences and supporting the creative economy in the UK. What does that mean?
Do you know what that means? It means that at the end of the day, the BBC is just going to decide where it wants it to go, and it's going to use that point as its way of doing it. that's my slightly cynical thought on that. I think what it means is that it wants to sort of move the money around, right? So it wants to put it in somewhere that,
so not London.
So which is not
but
London.
We already know that.
So I don't know. I wonder whether that line makes Manchester less likely because the BBC has such a big presence there. I think that is the interesting line, but it's also the line that doesn't seem to mean anything at all.
No.
So I don't know what to make about that. As I mentioned earlier, finding out at some point in the autumn, I don't think even Scott Mills and Zoe Ball, who were making the announcement on Radio 2, they didn't seem to actually know what the next day. They just went, we're going to the autumn somewhere. But interesting to note that Italy didn't actually announce until the 8th of October.
That's
so
right,
we could be waiting
Turin,
a while.
Yeah. But Italy were dreadfully slow about everything. So I feel like we'll be before Italy. I'm going to say, I imagine, they keep saying autumn, and then people keep making the point of, well, autumn is September, so that's like 2 weeks away. Why not just say 2 weeks? So I think it's going to be later than the beginning of September, maybe mid-September. I think that's when we'll hear next, because like you say, there's now this second and final stage. I think it'd be fun if they did it like the cities like dropped off one by one, like in a sort of X Factor thing, but I don't think they will do that. I think they will just announce, they'll just have a date and they'll announce that the city and that'll be it. But how exciting that we're getting closer and closer to finding out what it is.
If the criteria had nothing to do with it, right? And it was literally just based on which one you would most like it to be in, presuming you'd go for Manchester?
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's not going to change, yeah.
And I'm presuming I'd go for Birmingham because it's the closest one to me.
Yeah, I mean, I would be happy with Glasgow or Manchester because I have people living in, of good friends or family living in both those cities, so I don't have to pay for a hotel. That's what I'd be quite happy with.
Good. Glad you got your priority sorted for the Eurovision Song Contest. Thoughts on that, of course, really, really welcome. In fact, requested and demanded. You can get in touch with us and the way to do that coming up very, very soon. But yeah, would love to know what your thoughts are on each of those cities. Do you have a vested interest in one of those seven being the host city? Do you think, oh, no, it definitely can't be whatever city because of this and that and the other reason? Do you know one of these cities really, really well because you live there and you've lived there your whole life and you can explain why or why not that city would make a great host or it wouldn't work?
Give us some insider info.
Yeah, this is the sort of insider info that we really, really need. And as I mentioned, the way to get in touch coming up at the end of the podcast.
Lovely stuff. And thank you everyone who has been getting in touch with us. I'll read some of those messages out in a moment. But thank you in particular goes to our regular listener, Luke, who has given us lots of thoughts on the contest. And I'll go into a little bit of that. I will say he'd like to see it either in Glasgow, Liverpool or Manchester, which lucky you, Luke, they're all on the shortlist. So that's great. But Luke has also, and thank you so much for this, given us an entry for what we're tentatively calling Flop the Euro Bop.
Oh, this is very exciting. Yeah. Okay, Luke, thank you so much for this. We're going to listen to it now. This, by the way, is the feature. It's very, very simple, right? You, or maybe it's one of us, we sing a Eurovision song really, really badly.
That's it.
And we just have to guess. We have to guess what the Eurovision song is. It's as simple as that, but it's good fun because you can play along at home. And this is Luke's entry to this. So, Luke, when you're ready, please flop that Eurobop.
Well,
that was terrifying.
That was terrifying, Luke. He does
terrifying.
Say it's in the style of Donald Duck. So I do understand what was going on there. It wasn't quite singing,
Darth Vader Donald Duck.
Any ideas, Martin, on that?
Okay, let me try and think about this, because initially the answer's no, but it was like da 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 da.
Yeah.
Da na da na 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 na. I feel like I could maybe get it, but I'm not quite there. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Anything?
I know. It was a very, whatever it was, it felt very eerie. felt quite...
It's a lot of atmosphere there, wasn't there? Yeah.
It does ring a bell, though, do you not think? Like, there's something...
Yeah, I do think.
Now, this is, I'll be honest, this is a tricky one, so it's going to take... And I do want to get it, so I'm going to give myself a little bit of time to think about it. But I do think some of our fans, some of our listeners, are going to get this way quicker than either of us. So I'm going to open this up, I think, to other people as well, to message in and give us their thoughts. Because this is all, you know, it's a bit of a community thing. It shouldn't just be us guessing as well. We're going to open this one up to you guys. What do you think that was? Maybe we'll play it again as well. But what do you think Luke was doing in the style of Donald Duck there? I'd love to see if anyone gets it. Good luck to everybody. I'm going to put my thinking cap on and have a little think about this one.
Yeah, here it is one more time. If you think you know the answer to that, then here is how you get in touch.
Yes. If you want to get in touch like Luke did, you can do to nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. We also want to hear your thoughts, obviously, on the UK shortlist. So do tell us all about that and what you think. Luke also mentions, by the way, he's got an idea for an interval act. He says, you know how Comic Relief Children in Need have kids, TV characters, past and present, sing a song? Why not sing a Eurovision medley? You could have Zippy and George rocking out to Zitty Ibuani, Bob the Builder's soaring notes and rise like a phoenix, or Hackety Dog growling that he's not a toy, cockers. Yes, I love that idea, Luke. That's a brilliant idea. More thoughts on what the UK could offer, obviously welcome as well. Thank you very much to everyone who has already been giving us their thoughts about the shortlist. Blue Zone replied to us on Twitter. We're @PoirNull on Twitter, saying no Belfast or even London. I expected the capital to make the shortlist. Leeds, Newcastle and Sheffield are the wild cards. That's what Blue Zone thinks on Twitter. And we're also on Instagram as well, Nullpoir Podcast there. Check us out there. We'll be obviously giving more updates throughout the week on all our social media channels about what we think about all this shortlist business. And thank you very much for those who've already got in touch.
Yes, thank you indeed. And we will see you again. Lots to think on this time round, I think, for your correspondence. And we will go through all that and bring you much more news and much more reaction to everything that's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest on the next edition of Nullpoir. Oh, hello, Darth Vader, Donald Duck.